are the works of the Lord. How excellent are His ways. How wonderful is His glory fame. Ever the same great is the name of the Lord. How marvelous are the works of the Lord. How excellent are His ways. How wonderful is His glory fame. Ever the same great is the name of the Lord.
Great is the God of Israel, and great are the works of His hands.
He alone is the King of kings. Creation bows at His command. How marvelous are the works of the Lord. How excellent are His ways. How wonderful is His glory. Of the Lord.
Great is the God of Abraham, and perfect is His law.
In majesty and in holiness, He rules Lord of all. How marvelous are the works of the Lord, how excellent are His ways. How wonderful is His glory and fame. Ever the same great is the name of the Lord. He alone is the King of kings. He alone is the King of kings. He rules Lord above. How marvelous are the works of the Lord. How excellent are His ways. How wonderful is His glory. Of the Lord is His glory fame. Ever the same great is the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Good morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. I'd like to just briefly call your attention to the bulletin. This is the last Sunday of our fiscal year. And you'll note in the bulletin we have to date, a shortfall of $8,200. And we've done very well, I think, in meeting our budget. And if we could finish up the year with meeting it, that would be wonderful. So just wanted to throw that in. Okay, this week's youth Bible study has been moved to today at 3:30 this afternoon at the Tomlinson home. And this being the last Sunday of the month, we will have our fellowship luncheon directly following this worship service, and of course, everyone's invited. All other activities normally scheduled for Sunday afternoon are canceled, with the exception of the 2 o'clock service at Pacific Hills Manor, and our brother Joby Noriel will be speaking at this service. We again wish to remind you that we will be celebrating 26 years of God's blessings. And this celebration will be next Sunday, October 5th. We will hold our anniversary luncheon directly following the morning worship service. This luncheon will be held here at the church. And if you plan to attend, please sign up on the bulletin board in the kitchen if you haven't already done so. You'll note on the insert in your bulletin that all activities after the anniversary luncheon, that's next week, are canceled. Our scripture reading for this month, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 9, verses 1 and 2. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O Most High. We will be singing the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. So let us begin our worship with hymn number 44, And Can It Be That I Should Gain?
Can it be that I should gain?
us continue our worship now with hymn number 325, More Like the Master. Please stand now as we sing hymn number 490, When Love Shines In.
And we're going to pray in a minute, but I'll have to make this announcement because it's remarkable. our very own doctor, Dr. McCormick, yesterday celebrated his 91st anniversary. All right? All right. The anniversary of being born. I know. Thank you, Dr. McCormick. Thank God. I gave him 91 years of life. And he told me as I greet him outside, he said, no, I'm celebrating my 92 now. All right. And that's the way, I guess, that's the medicine to get so long. Praise God for his life and for what he means to us, this church, from the very beginning. Let's pray. Father, we come to you in the name of our only high priest, the marvelous Jesus. And we are glad that now he brings our prayer into your presence. And so therefore, we have direct access into the wonders of heaven, into the Father's own place. And so as a church body, we pray that we keep on ministering the Word of God to build up the body of believers, that in turn they will go into the cities or into their place of residency and be a living witness of what Christ has done in their life. And you, O God, by your mercy, will keep on saving people, bringing people into the kingdom of God. That's our business. And so, Father, we pray that as a church body, we will never lose the vision to build the body in the Word. So when the body is built, they can share. And as they share the Word of the living God, you, O God, who are full of mercy and grace, will bring salvation into the hearts of people. From time to time, I look into our church directory, and I see those people that came here unsaved. And then I remember when they found Christ in their heart. And so, Father, thank you for allowing us in this church to grow in such a way that the people are able to see and perceive and reason with Christ Jesus by their own. Thank you, Lord. The Holy Spirit is our great evangelist who bring the Word into our heart and brings into our mind the understanding that we need in order to see the salvation that Christ Jesus has done. He put his own life on the spot so the eye can be clean and righteous before you. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to close the fiscal year today. How wonderful you have provided for us. How wonderful we have a great treasurer who carefully manages the church. And even though perhaps we're a little short in our offerings, we are not short in the sense that we have not spent more money than they came in. Thank you for the wisdom that you have given to our directors. And Lord, it is a blessing to me as a pastor. These people are a blessing to me. The Board of Deacons are a blessing to me as they exercise their gift in each function and as the church work as a body. We thank you, Lord, for Dr. McCormick. From the very beginning of our church, he was with us, and he and his wife, Leo. What a great joy. And their granddaughter. And so what a great joy we have to celebrate with him 91 years of his life. Thank you, Father, that you bring people into, some of them you give a long life to bless your name. And we saw Dr. McCormick growing in the Lord. And I saw it as a pastor, as his friend, how he now think with God 100%. And so, Father, thank you for that maturity, not only in his age, but in his spirit and in his love. We thank you, Lord, that you brought missionaries with us, Carol and Ruth Knott, Eusebio and Marisa Perez, David and Denise Rode, Giovanni and Barbara Avendano, Marta Ferretti, Dante and Maruja Rabines, Jose and Diane Avila, the South Valley Pregnancy Care Center, the Christian Athletic Association, Daniel and Miriam Lacey, Fred and Carol Lewis. And Lord, these people are there to present the gospel in their own ministry and their own way. We thank you, Lord, for the coming celebration this coming Sunday. It's going to be another luncheon. It's going to be another time of fellowship. But it's going to be a celebration of 26 years of ministry. Lord, I walked yesterday by the Holcomb's house, now owned by somebody else, and was a brother Holcomb, and who told me we meet in your home for service. And we were 8 people. And we thank you, Lord, that 26 years ago from my house, we went to the Coast Federal and Saving in the First Street in Gilroy. And from there to this place. And from here, you have prepared already another place where you're going to expand the church and move it on. Lord, you're a marvelous God. And how truthful it is that the gates of hell cannot overcome the church. Thank you, Father. And we pray now for our country also. We need leaders who love you. The problem of America is no money. It's plenty of money. Just we go to the restaurants and you cannot find a chair. So it's plenty of money. Lord, it's not the housing industry. It is not Obama or McCain. It is not Bush either. It is that the people of America have left God. And when we leave God out of the schools and out of the country, then chaos comes. So, Father, raise a man. Have mercy on us. Have mercy on America. We have been the helper of all the nations of the world. Have mercy on America and cause us to return to you. And when all is done, we're going to be careful. We're going to be very careful to give you the honor and the glory. So, Father, thank you also as we minister. Thank you for the offering. Thank you for the giver. Bless them in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.
love once and for all expressed, heaven offered up its best. Now I stand forever blessed, utterly amazed.
Lord, and there were meant for me, yet Jesus for them willingly. In this foreign
calls us friends. Please take your Bibles now and turn to the Gospel of Matthew. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 1042. We will be reading Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 through 48. Please stand now for the reading of God's Word, Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 through 48. You have heard that it hath been said, Thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love them which love you, what reward have you? Do not even the publicans do the same? And if you salute your brethren only, what do you more than others? Do not even the publicans do so? Be therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our most gracious Father, again we thank you for your inerrant word, the scriptures, by which we can know you and your perfect character. Help us to move toward that goal of perfection, that we may even love our enemies, knowing that we ourselves in time past were not reconciled to you. Thank you for the marvelous truth of the gospel, that the Lord Jesus Christ has met the standard of perfection on our behalf. We pray now for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Bless him as he comes to deliver the eternal truths from your word that will never pass away. Bless us also and those listening on the radio and internet and tape and CD, that we may come away this morning with further insights how we might be doers of the word and not hearers only. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. Would you please be seated?